In heaven, you have but one master, the Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you. But do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets and seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher. You are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most beautiful lessons our bodies have to teach us is humility. Humility. Unfortunately, we are not very good students, and we fail to learn these lessons. Have you ever noticed how the first 10 years of your life are very similar to the last 10 years of your life? It's been fascinating and fun seeing these traits. There are at least three of them which can help us to be more humble. And I've been seeing these traits in a newborn baby of one of the staff members in the church named Marielle. She's very chubby. We call her the little Buddha. First of all, we lack mobility, and others have to carry us around or push us in carts or in wheelchairs. This is the case the first 10 years and in the last 10 years of our life. Or we have baby fat, or we sport love handles. We're short in stature because we haven't hit our growth spurt, or because we're shrinking because our bones are brittle and arthritic. And third, others have to teach us things. We can't always believe our brains. Our minds fail us as babies and as elderly. These are some of the ways that our bodies help us to be humble. But we forget where we came from and where we are headed. We become proud instead. In the gospel today, Jesus extols the virtue of humility, and he decries the sin of pride. Jesus uses the Pharisees as an example of peacock-like pride. He says, "All their works are to be performed, to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi." In other words, the Pharisees have forgotten the humility that their own bodies taught them as babies. and the same humility that they will experience again in old age. Instead, Jesus says his disciples should be humble. He adds, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." One wonderful teacher of humility is our own body. If only we will be good students and not forget what it teaches us, especially humility. This is one virtue I think Pope Francis really takes to heart, namely humility. Look at where he lives, the kind of car he drives, how he asks other people to pray for him. And that's why, by the way, he's not making any more monsignors in the church. Dang! He's reminding us where we priests have come from. We were helpless and humble babies once. And where we are going back to being like little babies again. Pope St. John Paul II, let us share in his old age by letting us watch his Parkinson's and his slurred speech and being confined to a wheelchair, a permanent Pope mobile. How humbling that must have been for him, who used to run up the mountains. And how pleased Jesus must have been with him. Take time to visit people in the nursing homes and in the hospitals, because their bodies are teaching them this precious lesson of humility, a lesson we need to remember too. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled. That pattern sounds like the human life cycle. We start off as humble babies, and then we are exalted in the prime of life and the pride of life. And then we are humbled again in old age. If only we would embrace this lesson of humility on earth, Jesus would be happy to exalt us in heaven. Praised be Jesus Christ.